Hypersonic weapons, the next investment frontier for private equity and policy. The modern battlefield is changing, and with it, so is the way nations think about deterrence, defense, and technology investment. Hypersonic weapons, capable of traveling at speeds exceeding Mach 5 and maneuvering unpredictably, are at the forefront of this shift. The United States is responding with an unprecedented investment of $6.9 billion in 2025, up from $4.7 billion in 2024, aiming to stay ahead of China and Russia in this critical arms race. The policy imperative: why hypersonics matter. Penetrate advanced air defense systems. Traditional missile defense systems struggle to track and intercept hypersonic weapons due to their speed and maneuverability. Expand deterrence strategies. As adversaries like China and Russia deploy their own hypersonic systems, the U.S. must maintain a credible deterrent to avoid strategic disadvantage. Shift global power dynamics. The ability to strike anywhere in the world within minutes reshapes military planning, making hypersonics essential for rapid response and precision engagement. The private equity opportunity: who stands to win? Historically, the defense sector has been dominated by a handful of prime contractors: Lockheed Martin, Raytheon, Northrop Grumman, and Boeing, but hypersonics create new opportunities for middle market companies in advanced materials and manufacturing, forging, machining, 3D printing, and thermal shielding solutions. Propulsion and guidance systems, scramjet engines, avionics, and AI-driven targeting. Counter hypersonic technologies, missile defense and sensor innovations. Reshoring and supply chain investment, domestic production of critical defense components. Challenges and considerations. High costs, some systems exceed $50 million per round. Regulatory oversight, ITAR compliance is crucial. Uncertain timelines, long development cycles require patient capital. What's next? The intersection of policy, investment, and security. At Plaquemines Holdings, we focus on industrial transformation, investing in companies that not only generate financial returns but also support mission-critical national priorities. As global threats evolve, the role of private capital in defense modernization will only grow. So, the question is, are we investing in the future, or just reacting to it?